Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 182 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Episode 182 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is sponsored in part by our good friends at Geek Fuel. Go check us out at geekfuel.com/JustUsGeeks. If you like us, go support us by getting yourself some really cool stuff. So go do that, and thanks. That'd be great. Joining me for episode 182 is one Logan Barnes.
Yay! I'm glad I'm here for another episode.
Are you?
Yeah, I
am. Let's ask Matt if he's glad you're here. Matt, are you glad Logan's here?
I am glad Logan's here.
Thank you, Matt.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday.
We know you'll probably need it.
It's a good Friday.
Just assume everybody has depressing Friday.
It's not Good Friday. So if you're at work, it's not really Good Friday.
You don't get to run out of there screaming.
It's a good Friday.
James, you having a good Friday?
I'm sure I am, but I just want to let everybody
James,
know
you having a good Friday.
That I, for one, am not happy that Logan is here.
Oh, well.
It's tad to let that be known,
James. Are you ever happy
that
Logan is here?
No. I'm just saying, I thought that we had a really great show that one time that Logan missed, and, you know.
What was that? I don't remember that one.
It was the On-Broadway show.
Yeah.
When I was
we talked about him getting punched in the face, like, for 20 minutes.
That was a great one.
If you see a guy in a Justice Geek shirt,
punch him in the face!
Yeah. Then nobody punched you?
Nobody punched you. So that makes me sad that nobody punched you.
They were just afraid of him. They saw him and they're like, oh, God.
He's a troll. You're a cave troll.
Wait, said it, not us.
I was
going to
say, what kind of troll? Are we talking like with the pink hair that stands up and a little jewel in their head?
That's a treasure troll. And no.
And they're making a movie with those.
What? They're making a movie with everything from your childhood, basically.
Shut the front door.
I'm not going to shut the front door, Matt.
Speaking of which, of movies.
Speak and spell the movie.
we know you need
Play with me.
That's terrifying.
Welcome to Nightmare Town. You're probably the reason that that lots of bad things are going on there, Mr. Nightmare Town. But do us a huge favor, head on over to IHeardThatWasGood.com. You won't hear any of that ridiculousness over there.
They're very calm.
But you will hear 141 episodes of a really great podcast. Do us a really huge favor and go support our very good friends, Tim and Carson. They've made 141 really great episodes, and we're looking forward to the day where episode 142 pops back up, and we hope that that'll be sometime soon. So
it's going to be a doozy.
Go check them out.
We'll have to hug it out.
No, they'll just have to miraculously be in the same time zone.
No, I said we'll have to hug it out because that'll be intense emotions.
We'll hug it out.
Oh, we will because it's there, and that'll be great.
I might cry and pee. Who knows?
Mm. That's what you call Tuesday.
Sure.
All right.
Let's go.
All right, so this has nothing to do with crying and peeing.
It might.
Matt, has everything to do with crying and pee.
Matt, do you cry and pee when you have to go outside?
Welcome to episode 182, Pee and Cry.
Not during the fall.
No, you know
winter why? Time.
Because it's really nice. It's not winter, it's fall.
I know, I'm just saying, but wintertime I would cry and pee. Yeah.
Then it would freeze.
Yeah.
Doesn't get that cold.
Sometimes it does.
You'd at least chafe.
You would at least chafe.
Oh, my God. Let's just restart the episode.
No, that can be in the what you don't like about fall.
When I pee myself, I chafe. In the summer, I can do it all day.
That may be the worst thing I've ever heard on this podcast. God. And I was here for the first 100, so.
Logan, you're a terrible human being.
Zing!
You're a terrible human being, but you're perfect for Periscope. Say hello to Periscope.
Hey, Periscope. Glad
that's not
going to
work.
Son of a...
That's not. So, do you guys... We're talking about fall because it is like the weather is changing and fall is really becoming a thing. I mean, pumpkin spice lattes are back. I know you guys are so happy about that. Look at James. James doesn't care. James doesn't care about the PSL.
Does not like PSLs.
Also, the PSL beer, what we mentioned in Extra Geeky, is already a thing.
Atwater Brewery.
Yeah, so you
should. And it's god awful.
I'm sure. No, not the kind that we made.
Not the one we made.
I know you don't remember a lot of that.
I do remember it.
But I remember it tasted like dog dew.
But that we just mixed two together. Like, there's an actual one.
Someone brewed a pumpkin spice latte beer.
Yeah, a real one.
Well, that person is dumb.
Or incredibly smart. We don't know. I mean, that's... I mean, Zima's not a thing anymore, so those people have to have something to drink.
I knew a guy that like imported some Zima not too long
ago. That's just ridiculous.
Just to have it?
Yeah.
Did you drop a Jolly Rancher down in there? Or was it Skittles?
It was Skittles.
Yeah. Skittles. You dropped Skittles.
That's one of the first beers I ever drank. Was a Zima.
I mean, I'm seeing like people are probably seeing JT as the camera goes by.
Oh, yeah. Our friend Justin Thomas is here.
Oh, there's JT. Hello. Hey,
how's it going? So do you guys, like, actually have a favorite season? I mean, we've talked about some really diverse stuff, but there's a lot of cool things that start happening in the fall. I mean, some good TV comes back. What happens in the fall that's good? Well, football happens in the fall, James, and I know you're a fan of that.
Well,
football.
You might not be this season, but in general you are.
Yeah,
okay. So do you have a favorite season, Matt? You like summer?
Summer, that's it.
You like the heat?
I was born in the summer, and I feel like I was born in the summer.
I was born in the summer. Sure. I love the winter.
I prefer winter.
Me too. I want it to be dark. I want it to be cold. I want everything frozen.
Winter is coming where? Let's go there.
I have begged the wife
to move.
I said, if they ever open one of our theaters in Alaska, I was like, I really want to go there.
Yeah.
I just live in the cold.
Yeah.
Do you just want to like dance around?
Do people watch
snow?
Movies in Alaska?
No, they don't do anything up there.
They drink a lot of illegal alcohol.
Yeah. They hunt bears.
They're all Dwight Schrute.
Wolves from a helicopter.
So Matt,
Battlestar Galactica.
Logan, did you say the summer too?
No.
Okay.
No.
I didn't think so.
I am a winter guy all the way.
Yeah. So why are we even doing an episode about fall? No one here likes it.
It's kind of a mix.
No leaves on the trees.
I do like fall.
Okay. What do you like about
I like
fall?
To watch people fall.
I like to do
that's
that.
That's fun. I prefer fall to winter.
Yeah.
No.
Easily.
No.
No.
Because I'm just bones, and the cold hurts. It's painful. When it's cold outside, you can put on
a jacket.
Yeah, bro.
Fall is like...
Yeah, but I still get cold.
Fall is the most pleasant time of the year.
It is.
Like, you don't have to run the air conditioning in your house. I mean, even in Mississippi, and that's a huge thing.
But right now it's at that weird place where it's kind of chilly
there.
In the morning, and you put on a light jacket when you leave to go to work or school.
Yes, the other
and then by midday you're burning up, sweating.
The other morning when I got up at 6 o'clock to go run, I had to wear a hoodie and long running pants because it was cold.
It was
a little under 50.
Awesome.
When we played our game the other night, I wore pants.
Awesome for you. I keep my window open when it's 30 degrees outside.
Oh, I love being cold. Don't get me wrong, but the heater does not come on. I'm all for fall. It's kind of
fall comes with the added benefit of it's not like spring where it's slowly getting hotter. It's slowly getting cooler, which is lovely.
And you know that things are definitely improving.
They're looking up. The leaves are changing. Marshmallows come out.
Lots of great stuff.
You can get them year round, bro.
No, the marshmallow bushes only grow in fall. What are you talking about?
Oh, God. It's really bad. So
s'mores are made in the summertime.
I am done.
Boom.
Yeah. No. So what do you...
Boom. Leftovers.
What do you, Logan, what do you
it's
like?
Candy corn.
What do you like the most about fall?
I love it's just the air of fall. There's a lot more energy in the air. It's not... James... I have my opinions.
That's what he likes to do.
There's like a very distinct smell in the air.
Yeah.
The stink
of
fall.
You feel it.
Summer stinks.
Yeah.
You feel it. Yeah. Summer doesn't stink.
There's a lot of energy in the air. You know, people are out doing more things.
Yeah.
The leaves are changing. It's the perfect time to go do things.
Yeah, right.
And I mean, you can come home at night and you can sit in the cold and sip hot cocoa.
See, for me, like fall is just pleasant. Like it's the one time of year, like when you're not worried about like taking off all of your clothes or putting on as many as you can find.
Right.
You know, and spring has tornadoes, and I'm not a fan of those.
I love tornadoes.
You're a chaser.
You can't.
Well, that you don't count. But
I like storms too.
They are exciting.
Cloudy fall days are still the best.
Yeah. So
I long for a cloudy fall day.
A cloudy fall day.
So I can wear my 20-foot scarf and sit and write poetry.
I've never owned a scarf in my life.
Good job there, bud.
I guess
what did you do?
I unhooked my headphones.
He's got no headphones for the rest of the day.
He just gets to wing it for
you
the rest
dummy.
Of the show.
I'm done for the night.
Yeah, he's just done.
You can't fix him?
He can.
I don't feel like it.
It's fine.
Okay.
So, Logan, what else do you like about
it? It's fall. Who cares?
Yeah. Bonfires.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. That's one of the things I like about fall. Like, you can... I
haven't done a bonfire in years.
We should do a bonfire.
That is
summer.
Jug fire.
We almost set our house on fire.
Sure. Yeah.
Jug fire.
That was our fault for making it 3 feet away from the house.
That, we also took an old birdhouse and we stuffed it full of old bottle rockets.
God, we wanted to burn things that night, didn't we?
So fall is good for arson.
Yeah. Arson is a great fall activity.
All the arsonists come out.
Yeah, they do.
Sure.
The bonfire we had at Big Dan's last year where we broke up that big entertainment center desk thing.
Well, that was also the same weekend and that fella snuck out of the Alcorn County Jail.
He just walked out.
For the first time or the second time?
Second time.
The second time.
The second time. Yeah. Okay.
But it took us forever to get this fire started. But once it started, it was way too hot to cook things on.
Yeah, oh, you couldn't even be close to it.
No. I mean,
and it was like in the end of October. It was really nice outside, but yeah. It was just too burning.
This was a volcano.
I thought that was the New Year's Eve bonfire.
No, that was that one too. Yeah, but apparently we have a problem controlling bonfire temperature.
We make two hot fires.
Have you ever been next to a house when it's burning? Talk about hot.
With a can,
Matt, you say that with the confidence that you've been there.
With a can full of gas and a handful of matches, still no one found
out. Camcorder.
Sure. Yeah. My neighbor from down the road. I was leaving one night and there was a big glow.
You're like, hey, what you doing? Your house on fire?
There was a big glow and I was like, what's going on? So I drove down there. It was a trailer completely engulfed in flames.
Could you feel it inside your car as you drove
by?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like like the sun. Like it's crazy.
I was when I went
the sun?
When I went and did the first comic convention we did in Bossier City, Louisiana, earlier in the year. It was the second one. It's the anime con we did. On my way back on the interstate, an 18-wheeler had just caught fire right there on the side. And like it had just happened, so there wasn't like any emergency crew to deal with it. It was just a thing that was going on.
It was just
on.
A raw fire truck burning.
Yeah, and
not a fire truck, like, but a truck fire.
That'd have been ironic. Fire trucks on fire, guys.
Well, we're screwed. We'll see if we can get the water out of there.
Who watches the watchman?
That happened at a Christmas parade in Pickwick once. Fire truck caught fire, and the other fire trucks were too frozen with their water to put it out. And they just had to sit
They should
there.
Have just pulled it up next to the fire. It would have melted the water. They could have put it out.
It exploded about the time.
Then there were three fire trucks on fire.
We don't encourage you to burn anything.
Welcome to the fire episode of the Justice Geeks podcast.
Cornholio. I was about to say, where's Beavis?
I'm not Cornholio. Tippy for my bunghole.
You got to find that perfect distance from the fire, though, where it's like the nice mix of cold fall air and hot fire air.
Sometimes I think that just like goes to show you that just because you throw a whole bunch of crap on a pile and throw matches at it, it's not going to burn.
That's not a hot dog fire.
No.
There's skill involved.
Yeah, there is some skill
we
involved.
We had to like wrap ourselves in jackets to like even get close to it.
I was like this. I was like, it was horrible.
And then your coat hanger heated up too much.
And you know this is a podcast. They can't see what you were doing.
I'm going to let them imagine.
It's okay.
Yeah.
He was doing something.
That's
going,
half the fun. Yeah. Just imagining what we look like
we
while
do this
we're talking
with, we
about
do this.
We
couldn't do this with pants.
No.
I'm not wearing pants right now.
He doesn't wear them to work either. And James
I'm not,
looked.
Because I'm wearing shorts.
So he really is not wearing
so
pants.
Here's a question that I was thinking about for you guys. Because James, you said that you went camping a couple weekends ago. You were going to go camp or something like that.
No, I went to go visit a campsite.
Oh,
I did not
but you
stay
did,
the night.
You did not actually camp.
He's not that hardcore.
No.
I used to all the time, but there was just no room for
it. No room in the camp, huh?
Yeah.
There were literally people on every inch of ground.
Well, and
why tables. Didn't you build a tent out of sticks and leaves,
and
James?
And he's just not into it.
You guys, shut up.
I thought you were Bear Grylls.
He's not into camping.
No, I do grill Bear.
Oh, Bear Grylls.
Oh, it's like that episode of King of the Hill where Hank had
you
to grill
You do belong
nude.
In Alaska.
Yeah, you really do. You got the beard and... They can't read either. So the next time you give me Sarah Palin, we're going to have a problem.
So about camping.
So, yeah, like.
So we're going camping.
No, we're going camping. No.
Jug camp.
How horrible.
Sarah Palin.
How horrible would it be to go camping?
Jug camp.
Logan, what would you take with you if you had to go camping?
Bag of matches.
His PS Vita.
No, you don't take stuff like that out camping. Take a bag.
But see, I assumed you would.
No.
Yeah, we assumed you'd take your desktop and figure out a way to plug it into the fire. So
just drive an RV up there.
I respect camping, guys. Like, you bring a tent and you bring matches and you bring your marshmallow supplies. And
it's fun to sleep outside.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. Have you never been camping?
I have been camping, but it's been a very long time.
We should
he
go camping.
He stayed in an RV when
Jug
he did
camp.
It.
No, I didn't.
I have a 10-person tent.
Yeah. We get the
so that would definitely
tent.
Fit the four of us.
The last time,
almost.
The last time I went camping, I was a little kid, and we lost a family member during the thing. No, they weren't there.
Oh,
like
was this the Blair Witch Project?
No. We're all having a great time, and I was like, "Man, this is fun. We get to sleep outside. We don't have to go inside." You know, I was just.
I love how young you listened to country and was a redneck. That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're sleeping on hay bales.
Sleeping outside. Look
awesome. And then I woke up. Everybody. It's a terrible story. I woke up and everyone was crying. You know, we lost my cousin.
So you never want to go camping again.
And I haven't been camping since then, but I had a great time up until that next morning.
Really?
Yeah. I want to go back. I really enjoyed it, but I've just kind of like...
Where do you think the ideal place would be to go camping? I think like in the Smokies.
We were somewhere, I think we were in J.P. Coleman.
I got you.
Yeah.
See, I would like to go somewhere in, I guess like sort of maybe in the mountainous area.
Where bears are.
No, not where bears are. I mean, I guess bears could be anywhere.
But. Have you ever stayed in a cabin like in Gatlinburg?
Oh, that's awesome.
That's
I love
awesome.
That.
No, I've never done that.
Oh, that's really good.
That's great.
What me and the wife did for the honeymoon.
Oh yeah? Yeah. It wasn't like roughing it cabin, but it was like a cabin though, right?
We should go on a Juggy Moon.
Yeah, it was like a two-story cabin.
That sounds
all the amenities.
That sounds painful.
Hot tub.
You just violated
hot tub
time machine.
Both stories.
Yeah,
that's all right. Me and Josh.
It was the honeymoon suite.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
It's not like a tent.
No, it wasn't anything like a tent.
I don't know.
We did that for our 2-year anniversary too. We went back up there, and this time we got a cabin that we could take our dogs with us. So we just took the whole everybody
the
was
crew,
loading
and it's not terribly expensive.
It's not terribly expensive. Yeah. We could all go up there.
Airbnb is a thing now, by the way, and it's a very good thing for stuff
like
that.
I'm saying, we could all go up there, you know, like you and the wife, me and the wife, you and, you know, the woman.
Sure.
And Logan.
And Logan's mom.
And any eligible single lady that's listening to this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Logan, do not make me insert part of Extra Sexy from before the show last week, because I will do it.
But, We could all go up there, get like a 4-room cabin, and it'd be super cheap for a week.
Oh, yeah. It'd be great.
It'd be fun.
That would be awesome.
I mean,
we should do that.
We really should
why
do
are
it.
We not
do
doing that?
Well, why don't we do it?
Actually, I've already been kind of looking at stuff like that. Like
do it.
Adventures for stuff like that.
You've never been up there?
I have been up there, but I've never
You've never stayed?
Camped. No. No, I've stayed in a hotel up there before. I went
you
got to
stay in a cabin.
You got to stay in a cabin on the side of a mountain.
Yeah, man. You get this crazy view.
It's the big rock candy mountain.
I've seen that thing, but
it's complete isolation.
I mean,
I'm walking around naked. You know,
are you going to do that if we all go?
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody will be naked. Josh will be naked. Yeah.
I think this would be a time where we would all
agree.
That's
how a horror movie starts.
Yeah, it is. Ask Joss Whedon. Or we're not talking about Age of Ultron, or
it's just
But I think what we would do is we would all.
It's
just,
not his fault.
No, it's not. We would all just agree to be some form of nude around Logan to make him really uncomfortable.
It's like whoever's on breakfast duty when Logan comes downstairs.
Just turns around from the pancakes.
Josh,
I'm making pancakes.
Can you stop lunging into the pancakes on the counter, please?
Yeah, flipping these.
Yeah,
somebody's baking brownies.
Having link sausage.
Flip these what, Logan? That's what I thought. So
deep.
As far as actual camping, I think that would be interesting. To say, hey, we're going to go get into this one vehicle. We have James's 10-person tent. We're going to take minimal supplies.
I've got a portable stove.
That's what we need to do. We need to take this gear and we need to do a show
in the woods
on the side of a mountain
We don't have to. We could take the gear that we're going to use for not this week's coming up Extra Geeky, but next week's coming up Extra Geeky. So
are we going to be on location somewhere?
Yep.
But we can't tell you about you. We've talked about it with you.
You just forgotten.
Nobody tells me anything.
I don't recall.
We told you guys last week, and you just tuned it out, apparently.
Oh, God.
Anyway,
Logan just sitting over there thinking about naked pancakes
about it.
And just
now he's over there thinking about a horrible Christmas song.
I'm still thinking about that. Tim Murphy probably is too. But
love you, Tim.
Do you whichever one you are?
Tim can come with me to the
cabin.
He's my guest.
Making that joke until it's not funny anymore.
It's going to always be funny.
But I think we should just like get James's big 10-man tent, try to set that up, see how long that takes. And,
yeah, I'm not sleeping in a 10-man tent with you people.
I'm assuming it has like different rooms, right?
It's got three rooms.
Yeah. Okay, great. So we each get a room.
But it's a tent.
But
it's got three compartments. It's got the main compartment when you walk in, and then there's two compartments, one on each side.
Well, which one is
separate little flaps.
Which one is the pooping compartment?
You dig a hole out in the woods,
you
man.
You poop outside.
You don't poop in the...
They have portable toilets now. My boss, like, he goes and does his camping thing every year.
No, we poop in holes.
We don't do that. We poop in a hole.
I'll just make sure we're gone long enough.
You don't even have to poop in a hole. Just go deep enough into the woods, put one hand on a tree.
Squat down and let it rip.
Squat down and let it go.
And don't wipe the toilet
paper. It's fall.
Bring the toilet paper
with you. It's fall, y'all, and we're talking about pooping in the woods. It's Paul.
Can we do a Paul Rudd episode? Is that what this just turned into?
That's what Paul Rudd does in the woods. But
I had to do that. I had to do that not too long ago.
Paul Rudd go in the woods.
Everyone picture Paul Rudd pooping in the woods.
It's what he did to Ant-Man.
I had to do it in the woods not too long ago. I had a doo-doo in the woods not too long ago.
I don't know, like a few months ago. I know. I don't want to know.
Are you four, man?
So, can we say doo-doo? Is that okay?
Here's what we should do.
These
are two events we should plan to do. We should plan to just load up James's tent one weekend and go somewhere.
Nobody goes in the bathroom in the tent.
No, there's not a bathroom in the tent, number one.
Go camping.
We should like do that and see how long it takes us to kill Logan and eat him for sustenance.
Which one is the killer?
No.
We forgot to bring food.
If we were in a murder mystery, which one would be the killer?
Oh, me.
Matt.
Matt wouldn't get away with it.
Matt's conniving.
Because I'm too stupid.
It would be simple Eric.
I said you were conniving.
Simple Eric.
It would be simple Eric. The butler.
I think it would be this guy.
It would be a red herring. So we should do that. But we really should do like jugcation in like a big cabin. Like, because
cabin in the woods.
When I went to Dallas or Fort Worth for the podcast thing, I thought about doing an Airbnb. And I've just kind of kept looking at it since then. Like, there's a couple places in Nashville that are like huge and would be super cheap if we all went. But like the mountains, that sounds really nice.
The only thing that sucks is the drive up there.
So yeah, that's a part of the fun.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
I like the drive.
Driving is awesome.
But so that
you know, I was we calculated my drive time this week. I was in the car for 22 hours.
We don't drive for a living, and you do. That's the problem.
I used to drive every weekend back and forth between here and Murfreesboro. I love driving.
I drive all night.
Is it Tim?
To get to you.
Tim Murfreesboro?
Tim Murfreesboro, yes.
Yep, I'm going too.
Hey, Country Tim, you going to come to the woods with us?
That is where I live.
He knows how to fish.
Into the woods.
He can catch us a deer.
Thank you for coming to see my show, Matt.
You're welcome.
But
none of these guys like me.
I do like you, James.
They're donuts.
I almost let it slip.
They're donuts.
They're donuts.
So one of my, I think that's fun, and that would be a fun thing to do in the fall. I do like the football aspect of it. I know you like the football too, James.
I like the football, man. But it's not. I much prefer wintertime.
Yeah,
I don't care. Like the only thing about fall. What did we say when we were outside?
The weather's nice.
That's about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just seems like people are usually more pleasant during the fall.
No.
People are jerks year-round.
Yeah, they're bad.
It's a 365.
They get worse because they come in and they're like, why don't you have the heat on in here? And you're like,
I don't need to.
It's not cold. It's cold. What I hate about it,
I'm freezing.
I can cut glass with my nipples. It's cold in here.
cut glass with your donuts.
People, like, especially in public, with working with the public, people think that they are the only person that's important.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like, it's too cold.
Like that woman who tried to die when we watched 50 Shades.
Right.
It's all about me. Yeah.
But no, people come out of the movie.
She like had a stroke, man.
It was like a diabetic thing.
Her blood sugar dropped. That was
okay.
All.
Okay. No way.
She did not almost die.
Jose.
But people come out and be like, my wife is cold. You need to turn the heat on. And we're like, it's 72 in there. I'm not.
Put a jacket on or sit out from under the thing.
And it only starts happening like right around fall, right? Do you just be like, okay, yeah, we'll do that.
Oh, yeah.
And then don't ever do it.
Well, and yeah, that's exactly what I do. Because number one, if I go and I adjust the temperature in an auditorium, they're going to be gone before the temperature change takes effect.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a sold out movie, it's gonna be
gonna be hot. You're just get over it. It didn't matter if it's December.
270 people sitting next to you.
Yeah, it didn't matter what the weather's like.
A lot
like
of people
outside.
Are breathing. You know, it's gonna make heat.
Most of them are breathing.
we can only hope for a few of them not.
You should dress appropriately, no matter what time of year.
We had a man come out a week or two ago. you guys need to turn the air conditioner on in number one. It's freezing. My wife is about to get sick because she's so hot.
I'm sorry.
I walked upstairs to look at the thermostat because, you know, sometimes the heat, air conditioners will break. And I was like, oh, let me go check the thermostat. 70 degrees.
Oh, my.
Really?
Wow, that would be pleasant.
I walked into the auditorium and was like, this feels great.
Yeah.
I'm not touching anything.
No. And you walked over and she was just dead.
Well,
you
didn't realize it. People feel they
rolled her out in a wheelbarrow.
Like, I usually get cold before anyone else does.
It's because you have no meat on your bones.
Yeah. Well, maybe his wife didn't have any meat on her bones.
Like,
she should bring a jacket.
Winter is so much better.
Or no, she was burning up and it was 70 degrees. Yeah. She should,
she should get her blood pressure checked.
Ah.
Hey, Periscope was on the whole time that I had my phone down.
Were they looking at the ceiling?
Is anybody watching?
They were. Sorry, Periscope folks.
But goodbye. It's like
iOS 9, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Winter is better because in the summer, if it's 100 degrees, there's only so many clothing items you can take off and it's still hot. But in the winter, you can put on as many coats as it takes to get warm and you're warm.
Oh, but I love to sweat.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's very, very true. I mean, that's fine, I think, but I don't know. Like, I'd much rather not be hot.
I don't really care for those, but thank you.
But
you're the one that introduced me to them.
Like,
okay,
football. Logan wants one. Football is a thing about fall that I like.
Football.
And I know that you actually do. I'm kind of nervous about this weekend, but that's okay.
You're an Alabama
football guy?
Yeah. My nephew called me before we started the show. He actually invited me. He has an extra ticket to an Ole Miss game
Saturday. Yeah.
Thank you, Matt.
It's in October.
Oh, okay, well.
And I was like, well,
you just don't really need to waste your time with that kind of thing.
No.
I was like, I mean, I don't really have a team. I don't care, but I mean, it seems like it'd be a fun time.
I hate people
from Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Oxford is terrible, and you would have a horrible time.
I've been to Oxford, and I've had great times in Oxford, but I've never been to a football game in Oxford.
You usually have a good time anywhere you go.
I've never been to the Grove.
Yeah, I don't think
I've been on the square. I've been to the.
Oh, that's much different.
I've been to the Lyric, and I've been to all the bars around the Lyric and stuff.
I don't think you would be a Grove person.
Yeah. You're not a Groveman.
Because I'm not a douchebag?
Exactly.
Pretty much.
You don't pop your collar.
You went to that theater. We both did.
Which one?
For the play competition.
Oh, yeah. Y'all
oh,
did.
Yeah. We that, did yeah. do that. Yeah. yeah. That was nice.
The thing that we lost hardcore.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys were terrible.
I mean, if you didn't suck.
I thought we did okay.
No, you guys were awesome.
We did terrible every rehearsal up until that point. And then we got out there and it was
nailed
great.
It. Yeah. Nailed it. So... Maybe you should go, Matt. I mean, when's the last time you've been to a football game?
I've never been to a college football game.
You should go. It's fun. It's really, really fun.
High energy, hot dogs.
Yeah.
I have tickets.
Expensive
extra
beer.
Yeah.
To the MSU game this weekend.
Who are they playing?
Some nobody like Northwestern, isn't it?
I guess.
Yeah. My nephew called me. He was like, we're playing Mexico State.
Do you people play anyone? Really? I mean, I know you're playing Alabama.
Don't say you people because I don't know.
Oh, that's right. You're not
I don't know.
Yeah.
My family, they're into all that, but I'm not. I don't care.
So football's your fall thing.
That's kind of my fall thing. And it reminds me a lot of, I mean, I know you used to go to football games when we were in high school. Somewhat. Maybe. Kind of.
Weren't you in the band?
Like, where is Mexico State?
In Mexico.
They have a...
Are you sure it's not New Mexico State?
That's a country.
It's probably New
we're
Mexico.
We're playing Mexico country this weekend.
Don't tell Donald Trump!
It's probably New Mexico State.
We need a wall! We hope he's got the key to let him out for the football game.
Well, did you enjoy the debate?
Chinese.
Oh, man.
I did. We'll talk about that
after. It's some entertaining BS, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it was. So that's kind of my thing. I don't know. I like the fall. It just means that things change, you know? Like, things are changing. It's a good time. Last year during the fall, we did our play. That was great. You guys started doing the podcast. And it's... You know, it's just a good time of year, I think.
It's been a fun year.
Airsoft.
Airsoft, you can do that in the fall. You don't want to run around in the heat and do that.
No. I got to get you into that this year.
James, you know.
Airsoft rifles?
Airsoft is awesome.
What I mean,
like, you just go to, like, fields, designated fields, and you play airsoft. It's like Call of Duty in real life, guys.
So paintball?
No, airsoft.
I was
going to
say, Paul Locke has a paintball field.
Plastic.
You remember Paul Locke, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah,
plastic BBs.
He's got a paintball.
Oh, they're plastic BBs?
Plastic BBs.
Like, I don't want to get shot with a BB gun.
They
hurt.
They're plastic. They don't hurt that much.
They still hurt.
They don't leave welts or anything.
Paintballs do hurt.
Paintballs hurt, especially like if you Dickens.
Especially if you play with somebody.
The Dickens.
Just handing them out.
Especially if you play with somebody who's a jerk and freezes them before
Charles
you
Dickens.
Charles Dickens. That was an epic rap battle, wasn't it? Charles Dickens versus... Anyway.
Paintball guns.
Yeah. Paintball guns.
Wop, wop, wop.
Wop, wop, wop.
I got into paintball for a few months, and then...
then it hurt.
And then it just caused a bunch of conflict within our group, and we're like, okay, this is stupid. I'm not... This is really expensive, and I don't want to do this anymore.
That's yeah. why we so use we got bottle out of rockets.
And then...
We Can we have a bottle rocket war, too?
With video games.
Roman candle war. No. That's where it's at.
No.
No.
I got hit in the head with a bottle rocket one time. Well, I had a hat on.
Then you lost.
And I was still bleeding. Like, I was bleeding.
How
like,
did you bleed?
It even didn't hurt that bad.
You're
but
so
I got,
little. Your skin was just like, not doing got, this. Bleed anyway.
And I had a hat on, and I got hit, like, in the side of the head with
in
a bottle
temple?
Rocket. Yeah. And I went inside and I took my hat off and like my there was blood in my hair.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Once,
I'm so fragile.
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 When I was
it's proper.
When I was in high school, the group of guys
I think
that
says fragile honey.
that I hung out with, we had bottle rocket wars. And once I threw an M80 into a fire ant pit. I didn't know I thrown it into it, and every one of us just got eaten alive with fire ants. That sucked.
They survived the explosion?
Jeb, you guys remember Jeb Barnett?
Yeah, he's who shot me with frozen paintballs, that big son of a...
We took... we
frozen
made the,
paintballs?
Yeah, he froze his paintballs, because he's a jerk.
Why don't you just shoot bullets at people? It's the same thing.
He also, in a basketball game, pulled my pants down, and we were on the same team!
Oh my God!
And then the ball awesome. Hit me in the face! Yeah.
He's an Jesus. Awesome guy. Anyway, we grew up together.
And I love this guy.
He pantsed you in the middle of a ball game.
He was on our own team.
And he pantsed you.
Yeah, there
oh
it
my
is.
God.
Somebody was passing me the ball, and he just thought it would be hilarious to zoop, ball in the face and on the court. And there you go.
Were you guys at least like up by 30 points? And it was just...
No!
They're probably down by 30. It wasn't going to matter.
Like,
no.
Who cares?
Logan it was bad.
Logan's dead.
Yeah.
So that's what it took.
So anyway, me and Jeb made the you take the 2-liter bottle of like a Coke bottle or something, put the strips of tinfoil in there, put the works.
Oh
yeah,
God.
We
made that and we shoved it deliberately in a giant fire ant bed. And watched it blow up.
Be glad that Jeb never got hired on at your theater.
Why? I love Jeb. He almost did get hired
on. Well, yeah, I almost did too. We almost came over from the twin because in the middle of our theater, it didn't matter if there were people in there or not, we had fashioned like this really long PVC pipe that we could like accurately peg people in the back of the head with a bottle rocket. I think one time the girl that I was dating at the time, somebody came in, one of them came in and had lit an M80 in an ice cup and just like casually sat it down as they were walking by to check the movie and it blew up and I thought she was going to die. I mean, we used to do crap like that all the time.
I can't believe you guys got shut down. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know, right?
Why on earth did we run out of money? I don't know. It actually wasn't our fault. Our customer service was great. But
you only blew a couple people's fingers off.
No, we never hurt customers.
It just the worst part was when the ceiling tiles were falling down on people.
That had nothing to do with us.
It was the building.
Yeah, but he does things.
I saw the first I saw in 89 Batman at Twin Cinema.
Man, I'll miss Twin. So there are lots of fun things to do in the fall. You can shoot your friends with fireworks. That's really fun to do.
Well, that's a wintertime thing, unless you've got them left over from 4th of July.
Well, I know a lot of people who do, who will like stock up at 4th of July and save it for when it like
cools
down. When you have your first bonfire.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
People buy like fireworks stands around here at least.
Yeah.
They buy their entire year's worth of stock, 4th of July and New Year's, at 4th of July. Like, during the summertime, they don't resupply.
Really?
Whatever they have left over from 4th of July is what they sell.
They should just stay open all year then.
I know.
I would love to just... You know, up in Kentucky, I know you're aware of this, there are fireworks stores.
There are gigantic ones in Alabama, too.
And they're just open all the time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That firework superstores.
Says a lot about Kentucky and Alabama, and I thought we were bad.
They also have bourbon.
Kim Davis.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
They sell them right next to each other.
You can get a bottle of bourbon... And a giant thing of fireworks, same store.
$20.
But you can't get gay married.
Baby, you're a firework.
Baby, you're a firework.
I wish you had sang that at karaoke to the
I should have.
Oh, okay, well, we can't do that anymore. Thanks.
I was listening to Panic at the Disco today, and I was like, man, this stuff would have been good.
It's not karaoke for music, karaoke. I was going to do some Panic, but Josh was like, that's not karaoke music.
I think it would I think it would be good.
I didn't tell you not to do anything.
Yeah, you did.
You had to like work yourself I think up it, to do Give You Up.
Because I was singing it in the car, and I was like, man, this would be good in karaoke. I should have done this.
Oh, no, no, wait, maybe I did. Now that I'm thinking about it. What was that one Panic song you were going to do?
There's a good reason these tables are numbered.
Oh, please leave all overcoat stains.
That was a weird one. Could have done something
with the doorman.
You're weird.
Luckily, we won. Thank you
very
much.
It's a good album.
That is a really good album. It is good. Their second one's really good, too.
Yeah.
So there's your
anything after that. I don't.
There's your musical advice and places you can purchase fireworks.
Yeah,
in Kentucky.
Welcome to fall.
And we talked about fall. So
yeah,
this episode was all over the place.
So
we talked about fall stuff.
That's fun.
Camping.
We talked about burning things.
We talked about things falling on people.
Planned a group vacation.
Yeah. I had a death in the family. It's crazy.
You're Batman.
Yeah.
I'm Batman.
I did see Batman.
That's pretty good.
At the Twin Cinema. You shot people with bottle rockets.
I didn't do that.
I shot people with airsoft guns.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
Because that's better.
Never mind.
There is an individual in this town to this day who will not speak to me because I shot her in the face almost at point blank range on accident with an airsoft gun.
How did you do it on accident?
I didn't know. Because I didn't know there was one in the chamber. I was like, boom, and it was right there.
It's people like you why they're talking stricter gun control.
That's why you straight up don't point any kind of gun at a person's
face.
Fake
or real.
Straight out of Compton. All right, so let's hear from you.
You are nowhere near Compton, sir.
No.
Straight out of Corinth.
Yeah. That's just weird. So, what are your favorite fall activities?
Do you like to shoot people with an airsoft gun?
Do you like to burn things?
Would you like to have a bottle rocket war with us?
Do you want to go on vacation to the mountains?
Do you want
to
go on jokeation?
Logan needs
cabin in the woods.
That's what it is.
Person.
We do need to do that cabin thing, though, for real.
That sounds awesome.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. I think we should probably do the tent thing, too.
We need to go
hilarious.
To Gatlinburg and do a show there.
We need to inform the significant others. Logan, you have to sign a permission slip from your mom.
I'm old enough, guys, because you're only 14. I can go without a permission slip.
We can't carry him legally across state lines.
You just want me to tell my mom about it so she'll make another cookie pizza for me to bring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And perhaps these s'mores cupcakes that we've been asking about.
She is a busy lady, sir.
I'm aware of how busy she is.
Never going to happen.
Lay off of Logan's mom.
Yeah. Lay off Logan's mom. All right. Look, really quickly before we go and do That's My Jam, go over geekfuel.com/justusgeeks. If you have Loot Crate, if you have anything else like that,
cancel it.
That's right. You tell them, James. Cancel it. And go pick up Geek Fuel. Way cooler stuff.
Cut it out.
Fuller house. because this month...
Thanks, Joey.
You still have a couple days to get signed up for this month, which features...
You got it, dude.
A Geek Fuel exclusive Bob's Burgers item.
Oh.
And... A Geek Fuel exclusive.
Oh my God!
Doctor Who item. So good.
What if it's Doctor Bob?
Doctor Bob.
I'm gonna
go
ahead.
The Burger Lord.
Can I go ahead and claim the Doctor Who thing?
You can't claim pre-claim. No pre-claims.
You know, I think I'll probably let you because
you're pre-claiming the Doctor. The Bob Burger things.
I don't know. I might share Bob with you
because it depends on what it is.
Yeah. I have a really hardcore Doctor Who fan in my life.
Me too.
Doesn't everybody?
It's me.
No.
Like, my real crux is on Saturday night when I'm going to be out of town, if I have the ability in a hotel room to watch Doctor Who or the football game, which one to watch? If we were going to be in town, I don't know what I would do.
So why are you always out of town?
Because he has an active life. That's awesome.
I do too.
It's fall, y'all.
He's a busy man.
Fall, y'all.
Don't say that.
Paula Deen. Don't do anything with Paula Deen.
Put some butter in it.
Don't give her any money.
We're going to have some fall cooking up in here.
But
wait, aren't we doing a commercial?
Yeah. So go to Geek Fuel.
Geekfuel.com/JustUsGeeks.
And do it. Seriously.
It's awesome. There's no Paula Deen in it.
No, there's zero Paula Deen.
Oh my God, if they do a Paula Deen
box. What if they had a Paula Deen package?
It's just
package?
A cube of butter.
Actually, if it's Paula Deen riding that stick of butter, I want it.
Yes.
Because that's just the best thing on
earth. It's just a cube of butter, guys. You open the box and it just slides out.
And it doesn't melt.
Hey, y'all.
No. Racism. Geekfuel.com/justusgeeks.
I don't think that's a good way to end that commercial.
I did. I'm doing it.
It's Paula Deen, guys. She's the racist.
It's my show, whatever.
She's a real maverick, you know. I mean, she's the real maverick.
She's out there just speaking
of Sarah Palin.
Speaking of maverick.
Oh, my head hurts.
Is that piece of cookie pizza?
It is probably full of... James, what's your jam of the week?
My jam is really kind of personal this week. It's my brother.
Oh, tell us. Yes, yeah, yeah.
He was a paid extra on WWE Raw.
That is so cool.
And
man.
WWE SmackDown this
That's
week.
That's crazy.
So Eric Plunk, you should be jealous.
Yeah, Eric Plunk, be very jealous. My brother was a paid extra at the FedEx Forum in Memphis and at Little Rock, wherever they recorded there.
Did he have a good time?
But I haven't talked to him since because he wasn't allowed to talk about it. But also, Eric, I don't know if you don't know you're listening, but my brother had his audition to become a WWE wrestler on Tuesday.
Superstar.
That's awesome.
I don't know how it went yet. He hasn't told me anything, so I'm assuming he hasn't heard anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're just hoping that he gets the word. He's moving to Florida.
That would be awesome.
It would be awesome.
He would be great. He deserves it. Matt,
I've seen that man wrestle.
He's
and
really
he can
good.
Do it. He can do it.
He's
if anybody
really
can
good.
Do it, he can.
He's just built for it, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it, good story, everything else. I mean, that would be really cool.
We love you, Scotty.
Yeah, we hope you make it, man.
He doesn't listen.
Well, he should.
Okay. Well, he knows I love
My brother
him.
Doesn't either.
He knows I love
but
him.
But that's because of James.
That's because I'm here.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, you suck. So, Matt, what's your jam, bud? What is your jam?
Probably Metal Gear still.
Again.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Are you done yet?
Can it not be my let it be my brother this week.
I'm not even close to done.
Oh, man.
This is the best game I've played in 5 years.
You don't want it to be done.
Best game I've played in 5 years.
Yeah, the new Fallout comes out in what, 54 days?
53
days?
Yeah, and the new Fallout comes out.
So let me ask you.
This is going to be a huge...
Is it
going
to... Well, let's revisit our conversation from a couple months ago. Will this end up being the best year of video games? If Fallout 4 is good?
It's a damn good year for video games.
Okay. I think
and
that
Metal
are,
Gear.
No.
I was apprehensive about Metal Gear with all the stuff with Konami and Kojima been going on.
And the fact
this game
changed.
Blew me away. Like I have never. I'm not gonna say never, but I've had an incredible amount of fun playing this game.
That's awesome,
and it's phenomenal.
Are you
and
gonna then, finish it before Fallout 4 comes out?
Hopefully, and Fallout
He's got another
comes
2 months.
Out. Yeah. Fallout comes out November?
November, yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully I'll be done by November.
Yeah.
But Metal Gear, God, it's really, really good.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry. I don't
know. If it's that I've good, done. It's worth it, man.
It's all I've done.
Logan.
My jam of the week this week is
he could play some game online.
No.
Oh, okay.
Force of Will.
This past weekend.
It's not that crap, is it?
Not that crap.
I'll say it if you guys will, you know, let me talk. This past weekend, I got to go to Nashville and see two of my best friends, three of my best friends from my days at MTSU. John Sudbury.
Guess what he didn't do?
John Cena.
John Sudbury, Michael Sudbury, Trent Knox. To all of you guys, thank you very much for letting me come up and see you and stay this weekend.
Yeah, guess what he didn't do while he was up in Nashville?
Be sure to tell him to listen to the show.
Yeah.
John listens to the show every week.
Like, really?
That's awesome.
He made us some beer. We have some of John's homemade beer in the fridge in there.
So. Oh, cool.
Nice. Yeah,
that's a little Periscope. How about that when we're done?
Thanks, John.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Yeah.
Awesome. You have a good time?
Excellent time. Got to eat a lot of delicious food.
Excellent time.
Did you blow your diet?
A lot of stuff. Yeah, I did. I blew my diet this weekend hardcore.
He blew his diet.
That's what you do on vacation, man.
But like...
That's right. You listen to Matt. Matt knows.
I ate a chicken parmesan panini that was amazing. I had a turkey Rachel from
Who's
Nashville.
Rachel?
No,
it's,
sandwich?
It's not that one you're thinking
Stop
about.
Stop the presses. No. My paninis can wait.
And then I brought Josh and Emily some cookies from Nashville that are one of the best cookies in the world.
They were. They lasted about 2 minutes.
Josh ate them both.
No, I didn't.
Emily would have killed you,
hey,
probably.
Hey, thanks for bringing me something from Nashville.
Sorry, Nashville. You guys have never eaten there. It's a New York-style delicatessen in Nashville, in
it's
Midtown.
Really good.
It's amazing.
Yeah, thanks for bringing us something. I mean, you bring Josh stuff, it's like you don't care about me and Matt. Matt, if I ever go...
You forgot about James.
Logan, I don't care if you never bring me anything from anywhere.
As long as he gets to play Metal Gear.
I appreciate your presence, and as long as I get to play Metal Gear, I'm fine.
And I brought you guys beer. I could have drank all that beer and said, yeah. So
I'll help you drink that beer.
You would have been bad.
I will be your Sherpa on the Sherpa. Mountain of drinking the beer.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Josh?
Yeah, Josh. Jam it.
What's your jam?
Jam on. Jam on, Josh. My jam sucks.
Tell us your jam.
My jam sucks.
What's white glasses?
What's your jam?
I do like my white glasses, so you can...
No one else does.
I don't care. You can eat it. I think they're awesome.
Somebody's got to give you crap about it.
No, the people that I work with all looked at me really intently the other day when I got them.
Like, never you did said something
a,
with your
never
hair.
Never said a word. I wore my normal glasses back yesterday, and one of them goes, "Where's your white glasses?" I was like, "Oh, I have multiple pairs of glasses. I have several glasses. Them up."
They're made from the teeth of children after they've been left under their pillows.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to hide them because they're made out of elephant tusks.
Elephant ivory. Yeah.
Bad thing. Or rhino. Either way. But,
rhino horn.
Okay. That's got to be donutted.
Yeah, no, it's not. But my new glasses. And,
come on, guys. Come on.
Yeah, that's my jam.
Glasses.
So,
great.
No, my jam is I heard that was good.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good jam.
I think everybody should be their jam.
That should be. Everybody go listen to I Heard That Was Good and make it your jam.
And make them.
It's a Jim and Carson.
Jam and Carson.
Jam and Carson, yes.
Jam Murphy.
The tall one.
Jim Murphy. Jim Murphy, Carson Daly.
By the time you hear this, our good friend Tim Murphy will have had his very last morning show on Y101 in Jackson, and he will be moving on. We hope that's what we'll play. James is just—he's musical.
To be serious
he can't
right now.
I'm not. I'm just talking.
He's serious.
James,
yeah,
we're
rapping.
Give me the
with
music.
Tim.
Give me that.
Moving on up.
I mean, you sit back here and do it. So it's kind of candy.
I'll sing Dave Matthews.
Okay, so Tim is moving on up.
Literally
in the
up.
Not up. He's moving north.
North is always up.
North is up, right?
Tim is ascending into the sky into the great glass elevator.
He's joining a radio station in the Arctic.
He's actually going to Alaska.
Yeah, no, Tim is not going to Alaska for all the five people there.
But, Alaska, Pennsylvania.
But he's...
Alaska.
He's moving on to bigger things, and we wish him the best.
We love him dearly.
We
love you, Jim.
I'm all
no, that's the British version.
Jim Murphy.
Jim
Murphy.
We're talking about those guys that we obliterated in karaoke war.
Oh, those
30,
guys.
50.
That's why he's having a move. We have exiled him.
Yeah. He can't even be seen in public in Jackson anymore.
They're like, there's that guy that lost karaoke.
He made Jackson look bad.
As long as Carson doesn't twerk on anyone, he should be fine.
You got took, son.
that woman who ruined his song and ultimately lost it for him. She's bad though, but.
Love Shack.
Love Crack.
That was a disaster.
I never heard that song before. Carson did good.
Did he?
Eh.
No. But so
he wiggled his butt, that's for sure.
So we look forward to episode 142 of I Heard That Was Good. Hopefully before the end of the year, maybe beginning of the year.
It better be before the end of the year.
By God, if the Just Us Geeks have anything to do with it, you'll get more. I heard that was good. So
we swear.
We swear.
I offer you my sword.
Are there t-shirts still for sale?
They are.
They are.
Screened.com/IHTWG.
And Screened is spelled S-K-R-E-E-N.
Thank you, my man. E-D. Yeah,
you got
like
it.
That. You can actually go to
it's
I Heard That
screened
Was
Screened with a K.
You can actually go to IHeardThatWasGood.com and click on the little screened button and go there.
Yep,
you can do that too.
So they're in multiple colors now. It's really cool.
You get them as a crop top. Or a hoodie.
You can get a V-neck.
Logan wants
you can
to get
a vest.
A
you can get a baseball shirt.
You can get a jacket.
So we want you to go check out one of those, and then we're going to do some t-shirts, I think. I think it's time we debut the Wonder Weezer t-shirt.
The Wonder Weezer.
I think
it's time. Oh, my God. That's really happening?
From episode 150 of the Justice Geeks podcast.
You know, not everybody can make it to 150.
Nope, not everybody.
Nope.
Wow, that's harsh.
No,
man.
They said it in their podcast.
High five.
That was a good one. No, we love you guys. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to Extra Geeky last week, now'd be a great time to go do it. Go check it out. It's a good thing.
I listened to it, and it's funny.
It's pretty funny.
It talk about really fun.
We were really scared
yeah.
on Extra Geeky and freaked out. So definitely go check that out. This week's Extra Geeky will feature none other than our good friend Tim Murphy. So we hope if that works out. If not, it's not going to be there. Or it'll be Country Tim and me.
I'd be happy to do an interview with you, Mr. Stain.
It's fine. So go check that out. Make sure you keep checking us out at JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, news, reviews, and more. You can find it all every single day over at the old JusticeGeeks.com. And Audio Boom. Go download Audio Boom.
Audio Boom.
Go do it, because not this week, but starting next week for Extra Geeky, it will be exclusively on Audio Boom. And the great thing is, we may have some really super premium content for Audio Boom.
Super premium.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the best cut of meat.
Yeah.
The prime rib.
You're Kobe.
Logan, shut up.
I'm just making analogies, buddy.
You are doing a horrible job at it.
You made James pick up his microphone and everything.
Yeah, come on.
It's like the fancy cheese of the podcast world.
James don't even care no more.
I just... I'm going to drop this mic and, pay Josh a lot of money.
The crystal of podcasts.
Microphones are expensive.
Justice Geeks, the crystal of podcasts.
Maybe we should have said that. Maybe we should have
said. We were in a band too.
We played that band.
I was in a band with you.
We played that band.
Microphones are expensive.
Did you?
We did play that band.
I wonder if Napalm Backflip has gotten. Yeah. I wonder if Napalm Backflip has gotten any attention over the last.
Was that not a cool band name?
That's a great band name.
Napalm Backflip.
That's a great. Who came up?
Steve, wasn't it? Steve came up with that.
I was about to say who came up with that.
We're not creative enough,
Steve. Steve Sanders from Nashville. We love you.
Sounds like he just like flipped through the dictionary and was like, napalm and backflip.
It sounds like that episode of Family Guy, or what was it that they determined how Family Guy gets picked? The dolphins with the balls.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a dartboard, dolphins.
Yeah.
There's like a rooster or something.
Was it South Park they did that on, where they made fun of Family Guy and how they came
South
up with
South Park did like a 2-episode thing of making fun of them.
Man.
Cartoon
really?
Wars. Yeah, Cartoon Wars Part 1 and 2. Yeah.
I haven't watched South Park in a long time.
I heard this last episode, the new episode, was really good.
You heard that was good?
We heard that was good.
Yeah. Who's going to tell me about movies now?
Dude.
Books you haven't read, movies you haven't seen.
People you haven't done, places you haven't been. That's what Logan's podcast would be called.
I heard that was adequate.
That's a million-dollar idea.
Would you please do a podcast called I Heard That Was Adequate?
Yes.
Would you say you were from Canada?
Can I be on that? It'll be the Golden Mellow Hour.
It fulfilled my expectations.
Oh, I think
the sandwich was not good, but it did fill my belly, and I gained calories from it.
It's not the worst sandwich I've ever had.
It is adequate.
It's time for Steen to turn the music off. Say goodnight, everybody.
Yeah, good night,
everybody. We love you, Tim.
Should be back soon.